This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2237, Proof of Work by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best blogs covering personal finance. And with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Proof of Work by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. I saw the early warning signs, but later excused them all. First, there was the friend of a friend who made 10 times his money trading crypto in 2021 and told me that he only needed to make 8 times this year to permanently retire. Then there was the high school acquaintance who called me up to ask for money advice. The company he worked for had just IPO'd, and now he was worth in the high 6 figures. He wasn't a founder or even senior in the company, but he had received stock as an early employee and was now almost a millionaire. Lastly, there was the cousin of an ex-coworker who made enough money launching his own cryptocurrency that he paid off his medical school debt before day trading his way to the mid-7 figures. In fact, he was so bullish on crypto that he moved to Puerto Rico to avoid capital gains taxes on the future growth he expected in his portfolio. I'm not gonna lie, with each of these stories, I became a bit more shocked. How in the hell did these people have all this money? I had straight A's in high school, went to a great college, got a great job, saved and invested diligently, yet I was nowhere near being a millionaire. What was I doing wrong? After a lot of back and forth, I thought I'd figured out the answer. I wasn't paying attention. More specifically, I wasn't paying attention to what was happening in the crypto and tech space. But they were. They were identifying and capitalizing on new opportunities while I wrote ever more blog posts on the stock market. That was my problem. To fix this, I bought 2 individual tech stocks in late 2021 and invested in some altcoins earlier this year. I wasn't going to sit on the sidelines while others, who hadn't worked as long and as hard as I had, got rich. Warren Buffett summarized how I was feeling at the time quite well. Quote, "People start being interested in something because it's going up, not because they understand it or anything else. But the guy next door, who they know is dumber than they are, is getting rich and they aren't," end quote. This is why I got in. However, it wasn't long before I got out. As soon as I got invested, it felt like everything came undone. My altcoins started plummeting, and my tech stocks eventually followed suit. By the time I exited all of my positions, I was down about 80%. That's the bad news. The good news is that my initial investment into these speculative assets only comprised 2% of my net worth. Unfortunately, the individuals that I mentioned at the beginning of this post weren't so conservative. After a recent bankruptcy of FTX, one of the largest crypto exchanges, and the general decline in tech this year, not one of them still has the fortunes they had a year ago. Not one. The crypto trader is down at least 75%. The IPO guy is down 90%. And Mr. Puerto Rico owes more in taxes to the IRS than he has invested. It's awful, and I genuinely feel bad for them. I've heard other such stories of boom and bust from friends in the industry that are equally sad. Anecdotally, most of the people that got rich in 2021 from tech or crypto seem to be back where they started or worse. While some of them liquidated to buy a house or get out of the game, most didn't. I don't say this to poke fun at these people, but to highlight the deeper lesson underlying all of this. When you see a lot of people making a lot of money that wouldn't normally be making a lot of money, that's a sign that something's off. When you have 29-year-olds worth $26 billion naming sports stadiums, look out. When individuals are going from unemployment to retirement in a few months, proceed with caution. Ultimately, when too many people are getting too lucky too often, that's your wake-up call. That's your hint that the good times won't last forever. Why? Because the world trends towards equilibrium. The world trends towards proof of work. It's rare for fortunes to be created so effortlessly. Therefore, if you see easy money being made, it's one of the strongest signals that something's not right. Of course, some people will hit the lottery or be born into wealth. They're the lucky ones. But most of us aren't. Most of us have to work for it. We have to show the proof. This explains why 70% of wealthy families lose their fortunes by the second generation, and 90% lose it by the third generation. They didn't have the proof. These future generations didn't know how to build or preserve wealth like their ancestors did, so they squandered it. The same thing happens during moments of financial excess. Those who got rich overnight don't understand how their wealth was actually generated. That is, a bubble. So they keep doing the same things that got them rich in the first place in an effort to further increase their fortunes. But once the bubble pops, the behavior that got them rich leads to their ruin. As they create, so they destroy. It's a double-edged sword all the way around. But the bigger problem underlying every get-rich-quick scheme is the belief that there's an easier way to get rich, that there's some sort of shortcut. But there isn't. There are no secrets when it comes to building wealth. If there were, then we would all be rich already. Think about it. If it takes 32 years for the typical self-made millionaire to gain their wealth, why would you expect to do it in just one? It makes no sense. Nevertheless, people will continue to believe that there is an easier way, that you can enjoy great rewards with little effort, that you can ignore proof of work. I was guilty of this during this bubble, but I won't be during the next one. I learned my lesson. Have you? You just listened to the post titled Proof of Work by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I like how Nick drove home the point here that there are no shortcuts to building wealth. Sometimes it looks like there might be when we see other people supposedly killing it on some obscure or speculative investment. But I put those people in the same category as people who win the lottery or people who hit it big gambling. It's much more likely that they got lucky in a way that isn't repeatable versus having some kind of investment savvy. While get-rich-quick stories may sound exciting, the reality is that the overwhelming majority of everyday millionaires get there the tried and true, boring way. They invest early and often in the stock market, and they let the power of compound interest grow their money over the long term. They take advantage of tax-advantaged accounts, and they spend less than they earn. The more we increase our financial literacy and understand money and investing fundamentals, the less we'll be tempted by the FOMO described in this article. And that'll do it for today. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you on tomorrow's episode, where your optimal life awaits.